Episode 17, podcast number 17 of the Insane Ramblings of Crazy Old Men, where Mike and Ray talk about greed, the coronavirus, balcony bingo, and drunk elephants. Hello, Mike, on this beautiful, beautiful, I would say summer's day, but it's in fact a spring day on the 4th of April. I'm looking out the window, obviously self-isolating, and I can see blue skies, tulips coming up through the ground and daffodils and all the joys of spring and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, my daffs are looking good and my primroses are coming up everywhere. The parks in London will be full of people.
Covidiots, I think they're called.
Yeah, dropping like ninepins. London, Birmingham, and apparently now Nottingham's about to close as well.
Well, I heard your cat brought you in a present this morning.
2 minutes ago, a freshly killed rabbit, so I'm okay for food. During this lockdown?
Do you know what? I've done all the stuff that I should have done years ago. So there's a cupboard that I'm looking at the moment and I open it sometimes and I just have this feeling of dread and I immediately close it and think, oh God, I'll never ever get to the bottom of this bloody cupboard. It's full of wires and old phones and old microphones, little cameras that sit on your computer, or little microphones that connect into your computer that are totally redundant now because every computer in the world's got its own built-in camera and microphone. So I've had to reluctantly get a big black plastic bag and chuck all the rubbish into it. So I've been basically clearing out all the stuff that I should have cleared out ages ago. It's a great spring clean.
Your bin then coming round then?
Yeah, aren't yours?
They are at the moment, although they've stopped taking recycling and garden waste. But there's talks of them not coming around at all. After the China virus has gone, we're all going to have cholera.
I think artists are coming around. They're collecting the grey bins. I hope to God collecting the recycling because, again, I was down the cellar. And I was collecting all my old files and I reluctantly threw them away. Tracy said, what do you need them for? So I've got a whole bin full of files and papers pertaining to my business activities going back to the year 2000. And I've chucked it all away. And obviously kept the last 7 years if HMRC are listening.
In Berkshire, they stopped collecting recycling and they didn't collect our recycling last week here. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed for you.
Well, I assume the logic in that is that no one's there to recycle anything. So if it's rubbish, I don't know where it goes. It must just go in a hole somewhere. But if it's recycling, I assume there must be loads of people ferreting around in your recycling, separating the plastic milk cartons from the cardboard milk cartons.
I think they've got a number of people off that are self-isolating, so they're short of workers. It's a great excuse not to go to work, isn't it? Particularly if we get the sun. And you phone up the boss on a Monday morning and say, sorry boss, won't be in, I'm self-isolating, I've got a cough.
Problem is, when you come back to work and you get the coronavirus and you have to do it again, people get a bit suspicious.
These two guys dress up as Spider-Man, and they go out into the streets of Stockport, jogging and juggling things, entertain the kids. All the kids know when they come in and they stand and clap at them at their windows. Isn't that fantastic?
Totally ridiculous. So they're dressing up like Spider-Man. I tell you what I did hear. I heard about this company called MedFet. I don't know whether you've heard of them, the medical fetish company who are donating all their medical fetish gear to the NHS. I'd love to see that. I wonder if they've got high heels and stockings and stuff like that and short nurses' outfits.
There's a chap called James Campbell in Cheltenham. He's got a place on the London Marathon, which of course has been cancelled. He's only got a 20-foot back garden. But what he's done is calculating how many times he'd need to go round it to complete a marathon. And he's just done it. And he got sponsorship online and he's actually raised £18,000 for the NHS.
Brilliant.
I mean, there's some people being so creative. In Madrid, in one of the tenements there, there's these people playing balcony tennis
What happens when they lose the
ball?
Going
to lose has only got a 7 metre balcony, and he's done a marathon on his balcony, 7 metres. And there's a thing apparently online, I don't know if you've heard it, called hashtag stay at home challenge. So in Dublin, where else, an enterprising chap has created balcony bingo. He printed off all the cards, distributed them to his neighbours, and every night they play bingo. And the prizes are toilet rolls and Easter eggs. What are you most looking forward to doing when it's over?
I think what I want to do then, I think it'd be the right time for me to get the coronavirus.
Right.
But I thought it was a good idea to get the coronavirus after everyone else has had it. I'll be able to just walk into the hospital and say, I've got coronavirus, and they'll welcome me. They'll shake my hand and bring me in, give me a vaccine, stick me on a ventilator, and there'll be loads of ventilators there, and I'll be fine.
I'm looking forward to having a pint with Dave at the windmill at Chipperfield.
Oh, yeah. If Dave's still alive.
Look forward to a walk with Buster.
Yeah.
Ploughman's lunch at a nice country pub sitting in the sun.
Does sound good.
What do you think Buster's looking forward to doing?
Well, funny enough about Buster, Tracy very kindly said today, we were sitting out in the sun, and she looked at him and she said, he's getting grey. I don't think he's got long left. He's got lumps all over him. Sorry, I'm just going, I will answer your question in a minute, but he's got lumps all over him. He's not worth taking to the vet.
Money's no object. This is Buster we're talking about.
I'm not sure I'd spend the money on you, let alone Buster. But anyway, what was your original question?
What do you think he's looking forward to doing when things get back to normal?
Well, I think he's looking forward to obviously going out for walks and being petted by strangers, a bit like you, really.
So, talking of walks, what was your favourite walk that we've done?
That's a really difficult question. We've been walking for ages. I liked going to that village. I can't remember where it was now. It's supposed to be the best preserved medieval village.
Oh, Lavenham.
Yes, Lavenham.
In Suffolk, where we had that cream tea.
Yeah. Wouldn't mind going back there again. But the other place I really like, and the place I introduced you to, is Mercy Island.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's down on my list. Also Dublin, of things that I want to do, is eating the oysters at West Mersey.
What's the name of the place? It's something Shed, isn't it? The company Shed.
Yeah, excellent.
You've got to be careful.
The other walks that I've been through, because obviously I'm sorting through in my creative room, I'm sorting through the walks, and I thought we had a nice walk at Dedham Mill, Constable Country in Suffolk.
Yeah.
We had that walk at Orford Ness.
Yeah.
Around the top secret base. And some of the other ones, the more like visits, that Birmingham back-to-back place that you took us up to.
Yeah, I like that. Although I'm not going up to Birmingham now because I'm a bit frightened. My cousin, you know, talks like this. Steve, if you're listening, I want to know, Steve, whether you're responsible for having burnt down that 5G mast in Acox Green. That's what I really want to know. I wouldn't be at all surprised. Apparently all these broadband engineers have been threatened, and people like Amanda Holden and Woody Harrelson have been out and about expounding the fact that 5G... presumably the wireless transmissions of 5G, I don't know what frequency they're on, but they are causing not only cancer, which they originally thought they were, but they're causing the coronavirus. Even here in Hemel, where there's no 5G. I mean, how does that happen?
Some things been sneaking under the radar that are quite interesting. So in Saudi Arabia, it's quite mysterious. I think it was 3 or 4 days ago, some ballistic missiles were intercepted that had been fired at Riyadh, the capital. No one's claimed responsibility. Who do you reckon it is? Do you reckon it's Iran or Yemen?
I've got the face. It's not Ireland, I know that.
Or ISIS, maybe, I don't know. And the other thing that I think is interesting that has sort of crept under the news, there's a chap called Paul Whelan who used to be in the American Marines, And he's got all these different citizenships. So he's British, Irish, and Canadian. Anyway, he was arrested in 2018 in Moscow on a charge of espionage, and it's just coming to trial, and the details are coming out. He went over there for a wedding, and a friend of his gave him a USB flash drive claiming to have some wedding pictures on it. He gets outside the hotel where the reception is, and he's arrested by the FSB, the Russian security people. And it transpires that there's like secret information on this flash drive. So he's coming to trial, and it's interesting, apparently no foreigner accused of espionage has ever been acquitted by a Russian court, ever. And he could get 20 years. But that sort of sneaked through. It's amazing.
So let me get this right. It's a US Marine, went over to Moscow for a wedding, and was found with a USB stick with a load of sensitive information on it.
That's the one, yeah. Makes you wonder about Russia. Have you been watching this documentary on Putin?
Bits of it, yeah. Well, I think he looks a bit like me, don't you think?
I thought it was you, actually.
Yeah, no, it's not me.
It's not you. No. But you could tell that he's totally ingrained in his KGB training, isn't he? You know, that information doesn't get out from Russia. He's just trying to pass a law that allows him to stay in power much longer than he should do. It's a strange old case. It's a fascinating series of documentaries.
It is good. Have you ever seen Putin play the piano?
Yes. Have you seen him doing judo?
No, I bet he's really good at it, though. I can imagine he is.
He's really good. The commentator was saying, this explains his attitude to politics, he uses another person's strength. It showed him with a guy that was about a third taller than him, but much bulkier, much stronger, looked really fit. And Putin was allowing the guy to come forward so he could use his strength. And he said this explains his strategy in dealing with people like Donald Trump. And he's a great swimmer. I mean, whatever you think about him, for his age and the stressful job that he's doing, he's really fit. If you compare him to the other world leaders, you know, Donald Trump, Boris Johnson, he seems to be in much better shape than most of the others, doesn't he?
He is, but he can't play the piano very well. That was my point. He can't play the piano very well, and he sings really badly. I've heard him sing Blueberry Hill, and I saw it on a clip on YouTube.
You're not allowed to say that he can't sing very well.
No, I'll edit that bit out.
Otherwise, you could end up falling off your balcony.
I could do, couldn't I? Or I'd wind up in a hospital bed full of polonium.
Or you'd be found in your pool with Buster tied to it.
Vlad, listen, I'm really sorry, mate. I actually thought you were really good. I found my thrill on the blueberry.
I see that in the States there's some congressmen calling for China to pay reparation. What do you reckon to that?
I think if it can be proved that the Chinese hid information at the very beginning of the epidemic so that the epidemic was more than an act of God, it was exacerbated by the Chinese authorities in some way, shape or form, and that in turn led to basically a collapse in the world economy. I mean, I think I read somewhere that they're predicting that the US economy will drop by 24% next year, and the UK economy, I think it's Goldman Sachs or somebody, predicted it will drop by 5%. So if you look at that in terms of actual figures, actual numbers, the $2 trillion that were injected into the US economy, I think overall it's about $7 trillion across the world economy. Yeah, someone needs to pay for this. And I reckon it's the Chinese.
I do. I think the latest forecast in today's paper is that in this quarter alone, it's going to knock about 20% off the UK's GDP. But if you think about it, each of the countries around the world have got trillions of dollars medical costs. Their industry has been blasted, so that's more money. For individuals, could we have a personal case? You know, loss of earnings if you've been working, compensation for the death of a relative or friend and the impact on our own life for the lockdown. I reckon we'd have a pretty good legal case.
I tell you what's interesting though, how this coronavirus has mobilised changes in our economy that you never thought would happen so fast. For example, I think the local councils were given an edict by the government that they had to get the homeless off the streets within 72 hours to stop the prevention of coronavirus. Now, they haven't been totally successful. On the other hand, the fact that they've been fairly successful shows how incredible the movement has been, because just a few months ago, no one was getting the homeless off the streets. It was almost impossible. Now, within a space of a week, practically all the homeless are off the streets. I mean, isn't that incredible?
Yeah, I think that's amazing. I'm also impressed with people's ingenuity. So there was some clothing manufacturer in the Midlands that was making fashion clothes. And obviously, the bottom was totally dropped out of that market. And the factory was actually closing down. He suddenly switched it. They're now making surgical gowns and masks. There was a chap on Radio Berkshire sitting at home, and he's got a 3D printer, and he started making, he suddenly had the idea, I could make surgical masks with this 3D printer. And I think because they're a bit slow, he can make about six in a day, but he's phoned around all his friends that have also, and they're all turning them out. I think it's fantastic. I think the creativity of people is awesome.
It is. The ingenuity is incredible, but I tell you, the greed is incredible as well. Hand sanitizers. My mum said she bought a hand sanitizer the other day. Cost her £5. You know,
well,
masks.
Because apparently they're not as effective as hot soap and water.
The point being that people are trying to make a buck on this. Masks and gowns. I mean, the prices have gone up by about 2,000%. I tell you, I wouldn't mind getting my hands on a Burberry mask or a gown. I think I'd look quite fetching in that. What do you reckon?
There's a lovely story and some pictures that I will post on our Facebook site of a little village in China where they were using 14 elephants to sort of move logs and do the heavy lifting and stuff like that, because it's way out in the wild. Anyway, with people being off sick, these elephants weren't being as closely guarded as normal, and they got bored and wandered into the village. And they found this wine, homemade wine that had been made, 30 litres apparently, that had been made from rice or one of the other local crops. And they proceeded to drink it. And of course, not being used to alcohol, these things get drunk. And when the guys returned to the fields to see what was happening to their logs, no sign of the elephants. So they set out and search. And they find them in the nearby tea plantation, passed out drunk, lying down. And there's a fantastic picture that I shall post on the Facebook page.
They never forget elephants, you know.
I know. Well, they won't forget this, will they?
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed our podcast, please get onto our website, which is a Facebook website, which is Insane Ramblings of Crazy Old Men. And you can look at some photographs that Mike will have put up there. And if you'd like to get in contact with us directly, use eracompodcast.com as our email address. And we'd love to hear from you, as always, in this lockdown. So keep safe.